Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Addix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. Our topic this week is sort of an extension of our interview with John last episode. I brought up a point during the interview that was important enough that it bears repeating. But before we jump into our main topic, we'll first hear a tip from our partner, Kristen Beck at kristensguide.com. Landline phones that are cordless or have features like built-in answer machines are wonderful, but they often require extra electricity. So make certain that you have a no-frills corded phone that will work even when the electricity goes out by forces of nature or the hand of man. Now, in the last episode, we had a great interview with my good friend John. He recounted that the transient who attacked and stabbed him turned around and accused my friend of trying to mug him. Fortunately for John, it was quite obvious to all involved what had really happened. But what if it wasn't so cut and dry? That was a problem that faced a teammate of mine. I remember the story a day or so after the interview, and after all, it happened over 20 years ago. Anyway, in addition to my martial arts training, I was also a swimmer. I competed in club and high school swimming and even went to the nationals a few times. Now, Mike was a friend of mine and a teammate, and he was another swimmer on the club and was also a national-level competitor. This guy was huge. I mean, really big. I mean, I'm 6 foot, and my competition weight was 225 pounds. That's 180 centimeters and 102 kilos for the international folks. When I stood next to Mike, he made me look small. He was just massive, and there wasn't an ounce of fat on him. His event was a breaststroke, and when he swam, he created such big waves that we gave him the nickname of Tsunami. Mike was a few years older than me, so I was still in high school when he moved on to college. Now, one day, while he was waiting for the bus on the college campus, three guys approached him and tried to rob him. He defended himself against all three of his attackers, and in the process, he picked up the bench he'd been sitting on and hit them with it. Like I said, he was a big guy. Now, when the police got involved, the three would-be attackers accused Mike of attacking them. Yeah, one guy picking a fight with three. Mike tried explaining that they had tried to rob him, but because of the way Mike explained himself, and also probably because of his size, the police didn't believe him. Mike was convicted of assault and spent 30 days in jail for defending himself against some would-be robbers. So how do you protect yourself from this type of retaliation? Now, to start, be the first person to report the attack. The theory is that the victim reports the crime, not the criminal. The problem is, criminals know more about how the system works than the average citizen, so they use it against us and call it in first, anonymously if they can. So as soon as the physical part of the attack is done, and as soon as you're safe, make the call. Don't wait, do it immediately. Now, what you tell the police is also as important as how you tell it. Always be truthful. Don't even spin the event in your favor. Police interview liars every day, and they can sense deception. Just tell the truth. But what you need to do is leave the bravado out. Don't say something stupid like, "Boy, did those guys mess with the wrong guy tonight. They're lucky I didn't kill him." Weeks later, when your words are read back to you in court from the police officer's notes, you won't sound so much like a victim as much as a willing participant or even the perpetrator. Remember that violent crimes last a lot longer than they do in the movies. You just don't exchange blows and walk away. The police get involved. Follow-ups are conducted, and sometimes even court appearances are required. A single incident that was 10 seconds long could take months or years to resolve. For John, it was just a few months in a letter. For Mike, it was months of court and 30 days in jail. If you have any quick tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you'd like to suggest a topic from an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexaddix.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware and stay safe. Well, that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions and commentary, send an email to podcast@alexhaddix.com. That's podcast@alexhaddix.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexhaddix.com. Until next time, stay aware and stay safe.
Music by Kevin MacLeod.